This is Colorado Public Radio News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland visits the western slope town of Ridgeway today to talk about outdoor recreation. Now, in Grand Junction yesterday, Haaland signaled that a decision could come soon about whether the Bureau of Land Management's national headquarters will stay there. She said the 2019 Trump decision to move the BLM's head office to Grand Junction has been traumatic for the agency.
We need to provide a path forward for clarity and to avoid having employees face renewed uncertainty under future administrations. We owe it to the people of Grand Junction as well.
Haaland also plans to talk to tribal leaders about their views for the future of the BLM. Colorado Springs is ushering in the Olympics with cheers, signs, and lots of honking. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin reports.
Colorado Springs is known as Olympic City, USA. It's home to the U.S. Olympic Committee, a training center, and the new U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Museum. In honor of the opening ceremonies in Tokyo, drivers celebrated by making some noise with their cars at an intersection downtown. According to the city, nearly a third of the U.S. Olympic team has lived or trained in Colorado Springs since the last Summer Games in 2016. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
And a few Colorado Springs residents will compete in shooting qualifications at the Olympics tomorrow, including Amber English and William Shaner. This is CPR